אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי בעל הסולם.
We are reading from writings of בעל הסולם, the preface to the Zohar. We are in page 697, letter 39, Kabbalah for the student, page 697, letter 39. You may ask questions on Kabda TV. Chosen relevant questions will be asked live during the lesson. Once more, preface to the Zohar, letter 39, page 697. Cholam Shuruk Chirik. These three lines are also called the three points. Cholam Shuruk Chirik. The right line is the point of Cholam. The left line is the point of Shuruk, the Melafom, which is a Vav with a point in it. And the middle line is the point of Chirik. The reason for it is that the points imply illumination of Chokhmah, which revive and move the Otiyot, which are the Kelim. Hence, the right line erected during Malchut's ascent to Bina, which lacks Chokhmah, is implied by the point of Cholam, which stands above the Otiyot. This indicates that the point, which is Chokhmah, is not clothed in the Kelim, which are the Otiyot, but is above the Kelim. And the left line is made of Bina and Tiferet and Malchut, which have all Chokhmah after they have returned to their degree. For this reason, it is implied by the point of Shuruk, which is a Vav with a Da in it. This indicates that the point, which is a Chokhmah, is clothed inside the Kelim called Otiyot. And the middle line is made up of the degree below it, which rose to the higher degree, deciding and completing its two lines. Had it not been for the middle line, Chokhmah would never have been able to shine. And since this tikkun comes from the degree below it, it is implied by the point of Chirik, which stands below the Otiyot, which are the Kelim, as it is its inferior degree. And because of this, we always refer to the Masach of the middle line as Masach of Chirik. In sum total, we learn the collaboration between the lights and the vessels, the connection between the lights and the vessels. Light is light of Chokhmah, pleasure, fulfillment. What is found with respect to the vessel, the will to receive, the will to enjoy. And the light can be accepted within the vessel only on the condition that the vessel is similar to it to some extent. How do we make this matchment that each time there will be some determination by the lower one, that each time the lower one should know how to do this and will be able to make the friction between them, that the light and vessel will always be in equivalence. Let's say when I'm next to the host and I have something from him that he wants to give me, and I have such relations with him, yes, not more, not less. I need to pay for each thing, yes? To pay with respect and an attitude. So we have to take everything into account. We have to measure everything. So from the host side, there is abundance. Please, the condition from him is that I have to receive to the extent that I won't feel shame. He intentionally awakens shame in me. I am found before him. I tell him thanks about my shame, because by this I can come to be like him and not remain the receiver, to be equal. It's as if it's not his table at all. In the end, if I'll be able to balance my relations with him, then I'll entirely feel that we are equal in every matter. Not a host in that I am the guest. Partners, there's no beginning and no end. Rather, it's not that he's starting and I'm coming and joining and doing something. No. This results from this that he had a deficit to create creatures before that before it was seemingly realized. So it's not that it comes from me. And thus, there is the middle line, the balance between both of them. As much as I can work with vessels of reception of my own that want to yet more enjoy, it's nice that they want to enjoy. From this that they want to enjoy, I can use against them, and this that I work against them, I have something to give the host. I show him, as much as I am rising above my nature, that in order to bestow to him, I am letting go of my will to receive egoistically, my egoistical will to receive. That I acquire the attribute of bestowal, despite that I receive it from him as this nature. Because in any case, I am doing this by letting go of my own. So in this that I want to be similar to him, we're equalizing one with the other. Only after that I feel that I don't want to receive anything, meaning that my vessels of reception are like calm, yes, seemingly, because they're empty. Then I begin to use the middle line and to accept this intention to bestow. I receive an intention to bestow. It's an example as if within our world that, let's say, I eat. Yes, and I'm enjoying this. I eat and I enjoy, but not in the initial vessels that are outside the first restriction. The first restriction is not cancelled. It's not in the same direct style as in my nature that I initially received. Then in the middle line, I am made. Yesterday I check. I see the influence from the host, influence from me, as much as they are equal one to another, and how we connect together. From the middle line, we are connected. There is equivalence. There is a unique action and equivalence between us, because then we begin to hug, to connect in the Rucha. So then, there is a sensation. So this is what this is what gives us the middle line. And thus, initially, from the beginning of creation, it was seemingly clear that there must be some mechanism. How the creature how he might have some weight. Yes, he'll always like weigh, like what yes, what no, how much more, how much less, how much more I can enjoy for the host. Like 1 gram less than what I'm capable of, it's no longer called bestowal, because bestowal is called 100% of how much I'm currently capable at this moment. And as much as we are in this weight, and this is how we weigh ourselves, the middle line is always here in such a scrutinization and in this balance on the scales. And That's it. So either we can depict it in these 3 points, cholam, shuruk, chirik. So it's like left line, right line, and middle line.
Ask. I don't know. It's, you shouldn't delve into the technique of it, but in your emotion. Should make an effort to connect to this situation with the host and the guest. Working with the screen, that's what it is. How much is capable, how much is not? How do I limit my vessels? Do I feel emptiness or fulfillment? Do I allow myself to discover the creator, the host? Or maybe I shouldn't. How much am I capable of revealing this shame, and I'm waiting for it to be revealed, because by it I advance how loathsome I am or how distant I am. And then these vessels, they become the vessels that in them I can construct my attitude towards him. So we're already beginning to engage with the true kli, with the true vessel, which is shame. Like Baal Salam says, that shame is prepared for the high souls, because that is the vessel, that is the true gap between us and the Creator. And there we are in the middle line. And this shame, isn't it shame that I want to receive, that I'm built that way? Because then you can go, you can say, go to the one who created me. And it's not that he is first and I'm last, no. And it's not that I'm not capable of bestowing, and not shame for things I've been through in the past, in previous states. You have to reveal what shame is. What is this shame? How can there be shame in such a creature like the human being, that everything was created in him from above? What does he have to be ashamed of? What is this term? Where does it fall upon? Meaning the shame is revealed only as the gap between the desired and the existing. Let's say, simply, let's put it, it's not precise, but as much as I'm capable of bestowing, and as much as I'm given an opportunity to bestow, that the shame is on that same part that I discover that I have in me some lacking, some unpayment, theft. Can you define what you mean that you say bestowal is 100% in my ability, that I nullify myself completely, I have no desire, I only want to bestow? That's called a complete desire, 100% of the ability, that I don't think of myself at all. You constantly say that you have to be only in bestowal. Bestowal means is what happens in me by the upper light. That's it. I don't know what that is. I don't know what that is. Today, if I give, if I donate, contribute, do many things, I don't know what bestowal is, if it is or isn't. Bestowal is something that is conceived within me, that is born within me, as a result of the light, as the action of the light. That's it. The light can come, can work upon me, whatever will happen to me then, that is bestowal. Then I'll feel what it is now, I don't know. Everything I have now, everything I can imagine now, is all receiving. Everything I give, everything I do, everything I act, it's all receiving. In the whole world, everything you can imagine is all reception. But in different kind of angles that you turn it around, and it's all reception. This world is entirely reception. There's no deed called bestowal. There's no giving. If we would see the correct picture, it's all by attracting, and nothing is transferred between one to the other. But it turns out that each one is sitting in his own ball, and he's pulling. He's not pulling anything because he has no one to pull from, but he has this small light in order to be able to exist, and that's it. And meanwhile, his desire grows more and more, and he wants to pull more and more. That's the entire world. I don't know how to depict it otherwise. There is no action of bestowal that anything is transferred from one to the other. If you'll make the correct screen, I don't know, maybe if you light it from the outside and have a view of the world, then it's not even reception, because you can't receive. But all it is an effort to pull things. That's it. So if you ask, what is bestowal? I don't know what it is. If I receive this thing from the outside, then I'll know. Yes? A few questions about a middle line. Also Leonardo from Chile, also from Washington. Is the middle line before or after the barrier? And in the concealment, is there any use trying to work with the middle line? We have to today, in the concealment, in the preparation, work exactly like it is in spirituality. A child who grows has to resemble the grown-ups. And that means that he grows from age 1 to 2 or 2 to 3, never mind. He has to resemble the grown-ups a little bit. And then it's called that he grows from year to year. If he won't catch these behavioral patterns from the grown-ups, then he won't grow. What, he grows according to the number of kilograms that he puts on? Growing is to the extent that he resembles the upper. That's why we need, in the time of preparation, to learn about these vessels that, of course, we're not at their degree, but we should depict ourselves as if we are at that degree. Like children who learn as if they're grown-ups, and they play with toys, as if make-believe. That's how they grow. And if you don't make an effort to resemble the truth, we'll never reach it. And we should respect this work of preparation. That's important, because in this time of preparation, we determine everything. Like a child, if you don't put him into the education when he is young, then he won't grow and turn out into a human being. After the age of 20 or 30, then it's too late to make anything out of him. There's a special period of time that there you can educate him. You can raise him, you can fulfill him with the correct patterns. give him the correct fulfillment. You can format him, actually construct him, build him, shape him. And at a different age, it won't work. You can't take a person at the age of 20, 30 and make something new out of him. It won't work. Only in Romania or something. I don't know where exactly. Only in the novels and books maybe. No, but it's fictitious. Only externally maybe, but not internally. That's why in spirituality we start from zero. Not that we enter a society and we start building upon our old selves new forms or additional forms. No. We start from zero. In our spiritual path, that is. Because you cannot build truth on the old. Also in reincarnations, why do we reincarnate? Born, die. Because each time we have to take upon ourselves a completely new pattern. We're on page 698, the middle line above the two lines, item 40. Indeed, there is a middle line above the two lines in the first Roshim of Attic, where the Reisha Delo Et Yadia decides and unites the two lines, right and left, which are the two Roshim, Keter and Chochmah Stima'a de Arichanpin, which are below it. But although they were erected as the root for the three lines, in all three lines, the middle line comes from below, except in these. And you find that there are three p'chinot, discernments, of tikkun kavim, correction of lines. The first, tikkun kavim in the three reshim de atik, where the middle line is above the two lines. Second, the correction of kavim in gar, where there is no appearance of chokhmah, even in the left line. And the third is tikkun kavim in the seven lower sefirot, where there is appearance of chokhmah in the left line. Again. Item 40, the middle line above the two lines. Indeed, there is a middle line above the two lines in the first Roshim of Atik. Sorry, reading out of the three, reading the first. Tikkun Kavim in the three Roshim Datik, where the middle line is above the two lines. And Chochmah Stima'a of Arich Anpin, which are below it. From the Keter. But although they were erected as the root for the three lines, in all three lines, the middle line comes from below, except in these. And you find that there are three p'chinot of tikkun kavim. First, tikkun kavim in the three roshim de'atik, where the middle line is above the two lines. Second, tikkun kavim in gar, where there is no appearance of chokhmah even in the left line. Third, tikkun kavim in the seven lower sefirot, where there is appearance of chokhmah in the left line. Meaning there are different types of lines, of kavim. But the truth is, well, as usual, in each and every state, we come across different kinds of gimel kavim, in katnut and in gadlut, in 50 cents and a cent. It all depends on the person. Every action that can only be is only a type of a middle line. It's not possible that there is something else. We're all as a result of the will to receive that wanted to connect with this light, and it shattered. And out of this shattering, it came to connect with this light, and it made an effort to connect to that same state in the world of Nikudim. Because that's the example. The world of Nikudim is the example that if we reach there to receive the light in all the Zat of Nikudim, that's the end of correction.
What is the world of Nikudim? That he has Rosh and Guf. His Guf of the world of Nikudim is Malchut of Ansof. In the world of Nikudim there is a Rosh, it's called Keter Abba Neima. Against this, in the world of Atzilut, we have Reish Adalayada, Kitra, and Mochastima. There are other divisions there, but it doesn't matter. In some total, as in the world of Nikudim, Rosh, there is also in the world of Atzilut a Rosh. And like in the world of Atzilut, we have Guf, Galgal Te'enayim is representative of Bina, but the vessels of the creature, truly, the vessels that the Creator created, they are below the Parsa in the world of Nikudim. Them, they specifically caused the breaking. They're is truly vessels of reception. In the time of the breaking of the vessels, it's the vessels of Galgal Te'enayim mixed with vessels of Achap that are in the world of Nikudim. That is actually the action that from it we are rewarded. Only from this. Just understand, let's say this is the world of Nikudim, yes? Here it is Keter. Under it is Abba and Ima, and there begins to be Zon. In Zon we have Galgal Te'enayim and Achap. These vessels of reception, and these are vessels of bestowal above, and these are vessels of reception below. Here in the middle is the Parsa. The entire wonder here is that these vessels were mixed together. The vessel of bestowal and reception, they were mixed between them. They were made as one. Beforehand it was impossible. So what occurred here, Bina actually, it expanded up till here. This is all the attributes of Bina. And here is the attributes of Malchut. And then by the breaking, the vessels were mixed, and it was possible, yes, in this entire area the vessels were mixed. Vessels of bestowal, that from there was built the world of Atzilut up until the Parsa. Yes, up until the Parsa, here it is Zon of Atzilut. Here it is Gar of Atzilut. And here is the worlds of Bia. Here is this Achap that we have to correct. Within this Achap, here we have Galgal Te'enayim. There was a scrutinization of Zon and Galgal Te'enayim as beforehand. Here is the parts which truly belong to the Achap. The same Achap is here. And because in this Achap is also Galgal Te'enayim, then we can here make this balance among them. To compare the Achap and Galgal Te'enayim, vessels of bestowal and reception, we can correct one by the other. We can know what is bestowal from this that is already found within the vessels of reception. The essence of the breaking is something that we can't attain. How is this possible at all? It's that the attributes of the Creator, the mind of the Creator, His program, His approach, and truly the thought of creation, it entered within the creature and gives the creature, let's say you injected within your stone, and then the stone begins to think, begins to desire to be vegetation and then man. This is what occurred by the breaking. The attributes of the Creator entered the creature. But the development of these attributes from the side of the creature, they are by his free choice. That was also made by this, that yes, there are also vessels of if there is vessels of bestowal and vessels of reception, here in the middle between them there can be free choice, like we say middle third of Tiferet, it's where the freedom of choice is. So the free choice is always in building the middle line. Why am I talking about this? Oh yes, we spoke about this, that the middle line is above. Above the two lines, this is what's occurring in Gav Atzilut, because it's an example, some model that we have. It's a model from above. We'll learn about this more. Well, it seems there is some confusion with what you said beforehand. We got many questions. Let's say one representing everyone. Sagifim Rishon is asking, I'm a 22-year-old guy. Can I not correct myself and build new imprints regarding this, that you can only change something from a young age? There are many questions around this. No, how is that possible? I said in spirituality we begin from zero. In corporality, he's 22 years old. In spirituality, he's not yet born. That's why I say from spirituality we begin from zero. In spirituality, as in corporality, that we have to educate a person in the age of smallness. Till 15 years old, he receives everything more or less for his life, all the imprints, and he goes on and grows. And you can, it's almost impossible to erase this from him. You can, by force and by coercion, to obligate him for things. But in any case, the environment can, let's say, put pressure upon him, but it still remains in him. It's like a permanent memory, truly. You can't take this out of him. This is the first impressions that he receives. That's how we are in spirituality. We cannot begin from the middle. We must be born and from anew to perceive these spiritual impressions. Not more. It has nothing to do with the age. What, 22 years old? What did he think? To begin from zero? No, but this thing you said that you can't change afterwards. So you're saying you're speaking about corporality? Okay, yes, surely. According to the example you gave, it seems that the entire responsibility for the development during the period of preparation is upon the upper one? Is this like with the child in this world? That's how it is in spirituality? You're working upon the education of children, yes? You're the guide. Let's say you are always giving, and they don't look at you. Who the hell are you? Oh, you're screaming, whatever. They look down at you. Something's gonna come out of these kids. Everything is dependent upon you. How are you asking? The question if there can be such a thing at all. Let's say I got the point of the heart. The upper one wants me to develop, and I deny. I don't want it to be. But this is your freedom of choice. If you realize it, if you will be exactly like after him, he'll be exactly like a beast. He'll have no self-participation. Specifically in the vessels, self-participation is called effort from my side, that in this I build my vessel. We learn that we are found to be in the first state, and the difference between that and the third state is this, that I enlarge my participation 620 times. Mister, listen. The first state is infinity. The second state is the correction. Yes, this includes the corruption, yes. And the third state, this is Ein Sof, infinity. This state is 620 times more than the first state. Why? In all, this is by the free choice. Only that. I reach it by this. What does that mean? Because this 620 times is my vessel. My vessel. Other than the point in the heart, yes, other than this point, I receive nothing. You can say they're awakening in me these great desires, malchut of infinity. It's a humongous vessel. It's a vessel where everything is called one. And that's it. Number one, not more. 620 times more, you enlarge it by your participation. This that is awakened in you desires here even greater and even greater and greater. These are desires that they are not vessels. They're not vessels. You need upon these desires to build your vessel. You're building a screen with returning light. If they'll just give you a big desire, it'll be still. Your participation builds from this desire, the vegetative animate or speaking. And the main part, of course, is speaking. That it, too, is a remedy for all the other desires. It pulls them after. It draws them along with it. The substance added is not a vessel. Well, it's like in your example in life. If you do not awaken the kids, they can't grow on their own. It's like in the jungle, they'll grow as beasts. But if they themselves don't participate, let's say some kid doesn't have an urge from himself to be an adult, yes, it's natural in kids, he won't grow. He won't receive this form of man. We ourselves have to participate. That which is in nature of the kid to be an adult, and he's always found in this search. Look what he's doing. You know, you can't. You always have to guard him or let him let loose. But nature is always pushing him to be in action, that he grows from this. You have to do this instead of nature. Where are you going to find such forces for this? Look what the kids, what they're doing. You want to sit down, give me a beer, a cigarette, let me rest a bit. I can be like him. Where are you going to take this machine from, this fuel? It's from the environment. Thus, the choice, Baal HaSulam says, is only in the environment. And before we pass on to the next part of the lesson, we'll sing a song together.
בין אדם לחבריו יש רק אהבה כולנו חלקים של השלם חיים בינינו את ההשפעה רוצים להתאחד עם הנותן לחיות כמוהו את האהבה המשבר העולמי כבר גלוי לכל זה אינו עניין גשרי יש מה לאכול שבא שלם חיים בין